Dodge the traffic and dive into a good book when you travel by train with LNER. It's freedom all the way. Welcome to The Quiet Coach on Roots from LNER. I'm Clara Ampho, and on this episode, we are diving quietly into the travel mind of international DJ and producer Ariel Free. Ariel, a delight to have you back. Now, before we get into your snacks, your hacks, and your tracks, we are in The Quiet Coach, so therefore, I ask all of my guests, how do you wind down when you are away, if that's possible?
How do I wind down? Chill out music and not talking.
What artists are we talking to help you chill out?
I actually quite like a chill out playlist. I have my own chill out playlist that I curate a lot of things on. So a lot of things like Nightmares and Wax. And I love an artist called Joseph, who's amazing.
Oh, from Scotland. Yeah, oh, his voice gorgeous. Is incredible.
All the kind of like chill out Ibiza tracks, classic.
Cheeky little DJ Sammy Candlelight remix.
Oh, yeah. There was an amazing compilation that Ministry of Sound did, and it was like, I think it was 2007. It was my little revision buddy. And it has everything from Badly Drawn Boy on it to William Orbit to, yeah, Nightmares and Wax. And it's like a compilation of 40 tracks. And that's very much gets like put on. It's now as a playlist on a streaming platform. So I now put that on quite a lot. So a lot of
fabulous.
That. Maybe a book. Love diving into a book.
What's the last great thing you read?
I just devoured Bella Mackey's What a Way to Go.
Shout out Bella.
Shout out Bella, because I went to Manchester Airport, had to fly to Ibiza. Manchester Airport is my least favourite airport I could ever travel from ever. But the one good thing of that airport was that I had her brand new book on display. So I think I read it in like 3 days. I also just read, actually, Annie Mack's The Way We Were. No, what's...
The Mess We're In.
The Mess We're In. Mm. Oh my God, that took me back. Because it was just, it very much felt like it was part... are set in the time of when I first moved to London and very much ran around indie bars and raves and whatnot and all the kind of wonderful shenanigans that come along with that.
We do love a shenanigan.
Yeah.
And we do love our favourite girlies writing wonderful books.
Yeah.
Tell me about a place that inspired you and a place that changed you.
I suppose London inspired me. It was always growing up the place that I thought that I wanted to go to, the bright lights of the big city. And it has obviously been instrumental in opening so many incredible like paths and journeys and adventures. And I definitely wouldn't be here where I am now if it wasn't for London. Also, amazing connections in London. You can fly or train or like drive anywhere you want from that place. Maybe not drive so much, plane and train.
But the essentials for what you need.
Yeah.
That's it. Right, we're going to get into your snacks, your tracks and your hacks now. So what are the foods that you absolutely have to travel with when you're taking a train journey?
On a long train journey. Mm. So a long train journey, I've usually got into station. I've either dived into like a Pret or a Leon or something to get my little salad box. And then when I'm on the train, I love having a wee coffee or a tea with shortbread. That like they always sell shortbread on trains. I love it. So I usually, I maybe get one, maybe two if I'm feeling extra fabulous.
Extra Scottish.
Extra Scottish. And
I have to ask actually, are you a harsh shortbread judge?
Because yeah. I don't want to like point out, but you have a snack table.
I know you might know, shortbread. Point it out.
And I did the taste test on two of them and one is exceptionally better than the other. I won't obviously name and shame, but like the reason why the other one's better than the other because it's the butter. It's the butter.
You can name it. They're part of the show, so it's okay.
Reeds of Caithness, Scotland. Your shortbread is a taste sensation and I shall now be buying it. Oh, do you know what else I've discovered recently? Pickles. There's a company. I was in Jersey Airport. And you know, you get your packet crisp and like this was, trying to be healthy on the road is quite hard. Some genius has come up with putting, rather than a packet crisp, putting gherkins and pickles in a packet. I think they're called Snacking Pig. And it is just basically a packet of pickles. So you open it like a crisp packet, you just eat and sit there and eat your gherkins. I love pickles. So when I went to Glastonbury this year, I bought a wholesale bunch of it for Glastonbury. And every morning we got up and we had our pickles.
Honestly, Ariel, that's not a sentence I thought I would hear today when I woke up. But thank you so much for sharing.
They do spicy ones. That. They do ones with dill. It is amazing. Why haven't we thought of this before?
Well, there has been that viral thing recently with Dua Lipa putting pickle juice in her Diet Coke and apparently it's delicious.
What?
Apparently pickle juice in a fizzy drink makes it taste incredible. So there you go.
Doesn't she also put olive oil and salt in her ice cream?
Yeah.
I need to try that. Yeah, no, snacking pickles, there's the way forward.
You know what? I think I'm going to trust you on that.
They're like moist and they're like, you know, they're nutritional. You're not like getting your hydrogenated fats in. It's all very good. It's like, and the chili ones are amazing. It's like having a little picante.
I'm listening to you, but I'm also listening to you as I eye up the chocolate brownies.
Yeah, no, I'm also they're like also still eating my shortbread.
But you know. Tracks. Okay. Music obviously is so much a part of your life. It is your joie de vivre. It is your thing. Mm-hmm. It's what keeps you employed going all around the world. So what songs take you straight back to a place that you've been? What are those passport songs essentially?
I mean, Lauryn Hill's Miss Education, Lauryn Hill was the album that I remember listening to on the train the first time I came down to London. And it was just that thing of that it was such a staple for so many journeys because it was still like when albums are really celebrated, weren't they? Also Maccabees, Colour It In, my favorite album that I still go back to quite a lot. I do miss listening from front to back to an album. You know, with podcasts and playlists and radio shows and mixes, and because I have to constantly keep my ear on the ground for the new releases, my main listening habits are probably people's mixes or radio shows so I can hear what they're playing and what songs I've missed or like, you know, what releases I may have missed and whatnot. But I do have my own playlists that I listen to that are mixed bag. But yeah, if you were talking about albums that are always instrumental, also I do love the Amy Winehouse and
Tony Bennett
album.
Body and Soul. Oh. It's a beautiful, beautiful like meeting of minds.
Yeah, I love that. And I love that Chill Out compilation that I mentioned from Ministry of Sound. I think it's Chill Out Sessions from 2007. It starts with William Orbit's Adagio for Strings. Oh my God, it's stunning. Mm. So yeah, those are probably, but it's such a shame because albums are probably not as much as part of my life as I'd like them to be.
It's funny because I was gonna ask you if you are a podcast girly or a playlist girly, but ultimately in your heart, when it comes to your own time outside of work, albums preferably.
No, do you know what? Funnily enough, podcasts are what I listen to when I'm traveling. So I love Darling Shine, which is Chloe Fisher and her friend Elodie's podcast. It's a really amazing podcast about women's journeys and fertility and their journeys. It's all, you know, and also they're just really good gal pals who are just really silly together. I love Annie Match Changes. I love Make Me a Mixtape.
Thanks for tuning in.
Love it so much. Because it's so hard to find music podcasts. And that's what I struggle with. There used to be a really amazing podcast from Colin.
Oh, Colin Murray. Colin Murray, host of Countdown.
Colin Murray used to do an amazing podcast called Blood in the Tracks. Mm. And it used to be people competing. And I was very fortunate to be part of that podcast. I used to tweet about how much I loved it. And you'd have to come forward for different tracks for different like categories. So like your funeral song, the best like entering a boxing ring song. And then you'd all compete with them and there'd be one ultimate winner. But it was so good because it was a podcast with music, which is why I love mixtapes. I'm also really nerdy. I listen to a podcast called Tapes and Tapes, which is a music production podcast. And it's so amazing because it has people like Bicep and SG Lewis and Fred again actually breaking down what they use when it comes to music production, which is so hard to find because everyone has their own ways and it's so insightful, like the little tips and tricks that they use. And they're like an hour and a half long. So I listen to them about 20 minutes a time, like until I fall asleep, basically. I always fall asleep in journeys. But no, I love podcasts.
Right, tips and tricks for traveling to make it more enjoyable. These are your ultimate hacks. So are you a woman that travels light? Do you use packing cubes? Okay, your eyebrows just raised there.
I am very much in the Clara Amphel family of never checking luggage, hand luggage only.
That's it, baby.
Saves you a lifetime right? waiting.
Because what we're not going to do is wait around for five other people at the flipping,
the conveyor belt.
Can't stand it.
The catalyst for that was they once made me check in a bag and I was coming out of Heathrow and I had to wait 3 hours for that bag to come out of Heathrow.
Yeah, no,
and
no.
It was like a 2 hour flight. So no, hand luggage only. I do love a wee cube. Discovered them recently. Very much into that. Also love a backpack that has a handle sleeve on it. So you can put your backpack on the handle the roller trolley so it doesn't flip either side and roll away and all that jazz.
It is so satisfying.
Oh,
I love that. I truly love that. I feel like a proper grown up when I have
compartments
a backpack
like that. Are key. Like my laptop compartment, I know where I'm going to put all my keys. Also, I'm a big fan of like bags for myself. So like I have a little like electronics bag. So obviously I have to travel my laptop and all my DJ stuff and all my chargers. So I have a little like bag that has all my electronics in it. I have a little bag that has obviously my makeup and then my toiletries. But then I have like the cubes for like undies, t-shirts, all that. And I'm a roller, not a flat folder.
Okay.
Yeah. I have my neck brace for my long haul flights and eye mask, which has to be a silk eye mask because we don't want those wrinkles around the eyes. I also have the most amazing tips and tricks for any sort of skincare that you need on flights, long haul flights. I can give you like a plethora of face sprays, overnight balms. There's a rescue mask that I use. It's you only meant to put it on for 10 minutes.
Oh, you love midnight recovery. Because I remember when we first became friends, you were like, oh,
do you know
my
what? I've moved away from that.
Okay. That's one of my, I remember.
I do love it though. My one at the moment is Ren Overnight Recovery Balm because it goes on and it just sinks in, but it stays. And they also have a Ren Recovery Face Cream, which is only meant to be a mask for 10 minutes. But if you put it on before a long haul flight, by the time you've got off a 10 hour flight, oh, your skin is literally, and sheet masks, obviously, for the win. And Peter Thomas Roth under eye gels, which our friend Amy told me all about. You can only get them, I think, in Sephora or whatever, but you can get them online now.
It's so funny. As you were describing all of those things, I'm imagining them all on you at the same
time. Yeah, I'm not ashamed like, to sit on a flight.
Mask. With your neck brace, back on.
I always put the face mask on like the hour before we land. So like, and I remember an air hostess coming up to me because it was like one that I had, I think it was like 111 Skin. Honestly, I love it. And she was like, oh, what one's that? And I was like, oh, it's because it looked like kind of rosy gold color. So it wasn't like the full on like white sheet and everything. I said, oh yeah, it's this one. Like, one. She's like, oh, okay, I'm going to write that down. I love exchanging like tips. Like, yeah, skincare is key. And electrolytes for the win. Take a few, because I struggle with my legs on flights. I get puffy. I'm now a compression sock girl.
Same.
I don't care if I look like a nana, but honestly, when my legs come off that flight, they feel 10 times lighter. And I take electrolytes. You meant to take electrolytes before you get on the flight, because obviously it hydrates you and it gives you like all those things and whatnot. And then you take it just before you land as well. So I'm honestly, so many tips and tricks.
Ariel Free, you are one organized woman.
Yeah. Oh, and also, I will tell you, because shout out to all my short girls. I often have to get on planes or trains where my feet don't touch the ground. So platform trainers for the win. Because platform trainers are the only thing that help my feet. Because otherwise the blood rushes to my feet dangle.
Your legs swing like a little kid.
They just dangle and then the blood rushes to my ankles. So I used to have to wear wedges on planes, but now they've got a little bit. So yeah, I have to wear wedge trainers or like platform trainers. And then I can put my feet on top of that or put my feet on top of my backpack. Otherwise, it's horrendous. Obsessed.
Platforms for the right platform.
Yeah.
Ariel Free. Well, look, we are nearly at the end of our Quiet Coach episode. So before you go, Ariel, I ask all of my guests this question. What have you learned about yourself as a traveller?
What I've learned? I don't sweat the small stuff. If there's ever a delay or a cancellation, there's going to be a solution and there's no point getting worked up and sad and stressed and whatnot. What will be. And I also think it's made me recognize that I'm quite comfortable in my own company. As well as I'm a very big social animal. Let me not take that away. But I'm also very comfortable being on my own.
Those are two great discoveries.
Yeah.
Ariel, thank you so very much.
Thank you.
For joining me on The Quiet Coach of LNER. Remember to check out, look, we're being quiet. So it's quite good. Listen, if it's us two, we can never be quiet. but do remember to check out Ariel's podcast, Party Starters, which just celebrates partying, which I think is a thing worth celebrating. And if you like what you heard today, why not rate and review our podcast Roots wherever you get your podcasts and make sure you follow us. Until then, see you at the next stop. Dodge the traffic and dive into a good book. When you travel by train with LNER, it's freedom all the way. Roots from LNER, a distorted production.